Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Doctor, I think she's all right.
Happy Thursday.
This is Jessica Baptiste, Segments from Saffron. Hope everyone had a wonderful week. I know I did. I just wanted to do another show this week, basically to showcase a very good friend of mine's work and other things and projects he's working on. I'm going to bring him on without further ado, Mr. Whitney Warden.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Whit, what's going on?
What's going on? I thoroughly enjoyed that song. Thank you.
I know. I mean, that's besides liking Basquiat, Prince and me is one thing that we really, really have in common. So I'm like, okay,
yes, always
I'm thinking. I was going to do No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys because, you know, that's your, you know, you're repping your hood. But I'm like, nah, I may save that for later. But then I'm like, well, shoot. I downloaded Purple Rain, the 35th, you know, here's the 35th anniversary.
Pardon?
It's the 35th anniversary of Purple Rain this year.
I didn't even realize that. But I do know that I'm glad that you picked that song rather than No Sleep. No disrespect to the Beastie Boys, which that's one of my favorite groups also. Like, I have probably more albums by Beastie Boys, Prince, and Tribe Called Quest than any other albums. But,
okay,
you know, please. For people who even know what an album is, you know, or a CD, you know, trying to say that now.
That's true. Do you still have that Tom Tom Club? Remember the Tom Tom Club album that you had?
Have it? Yes, yeah. I think I do. You know, I've been in mid-move, but I believe I still have that. But I still listen to it. That's on my actual playlist right now. If you just go to Apple Music and go to, like, Whitney Abstract, like, Spring is Happy. Like, I had it, like, as a label play. That Town Town Club song is on there. I love that. That's, like, a big deal for me.
Genius of Love. That's what it is.
Genius of Love, man.
That's the most sampled song ever.
Man. And they came from another group.
Yeah.
They were a group that came from another group.
The Talking Heads.
And then they formed
that
group.
Yeah, the Talking Heads.
Oh, and I got that. I got Burning Down the House. You know, that's on my playlist. I have a playlist of only happy songs.
Yeah, you told me you used to listen to Talking Heads when you're painting. Speaking of which, what is this show coming up? I know there's one coming up this week. I won't be able to go to it. I'm kind of, you know, pissed off about that.
Okay,
but I will be at the next
one. Let me talk about it for those who are listening. Hopefully somebody's inside, like in the Atlanta area, what have you. I'm going to be at the Paper Plane Yoga Art Studio in College Park. It's off of Main Street. It's on Harvard. I think it's 1855 Harvard Avenue. And some brothers there, they have like a pre-Father's Day art showing. They had involved me in it. And I was very pleased that they involved me in it. But at the same time, you know, it put the fire under me because I was working on some new things. And so it made me work on some new things faster. Because I had presented there a year ago as a full art show. Like, that was like my show for like a couple of months. It was there. So I didn't want to bring any of the old work. And I'm going to have, in the show that I'm going to have in about two months and a half, even though I've been saying that for about 3 weeks, the same thing, 2 months and a half for 3 weeks. You know what I'm trying to say? So,
yeah.
But not to discourage it, it is going down. I'm just getting amassing the works and trying to, you know, envision what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring some older works, you know, that I have, but I'm really going to have like a new vision of work. So that's what I'm working on now, and that's going to be in Buckhead. I'm going to definitely have it in Buckhead later on. I'll let you know the exact time.
Please do, because I've been saying forever, I'm like, I got to go to Atlanta. I got to go to Atlanta, and all the traveling. My most recent place I went to was Mardi Gras in March, and I had a lot of fun there. So New Orleans is always fun.
You take your shirt off?
Every time I go back, it changes. Huh?
Did you take your top off?
What? No.
It's New Orleans. That's
no.
What people do.
My titty showing days in the public are like, not, dude, I can't even do that
anymore. New Orleans is different.
No,
it's different. No, like, if where you live, that's different. And where I live is different. But if you're in New Orleans, your titty showing days is always on.
Okay, in the French Quarter. But the thing about it is, and I'm telling you, the cops will tell you don't do it. Because when you're on the balconies down like on Dauphine Street or whatever, or even on Bourbon Street, and you do that, they're pickpockets in the crowd. And the people look up, and the pickpockets actually, you know, go inside your pocket. So that's why the cops don't like that.
The pickpocket is?
Yeah.
Oh, so they get your attention with the yeah. with the breast, and
exactly.
then they pick your pocket.
Exactly.
What's the problem?
Oh dear. Okay, really, Whitney? What's the problem, really? Yeah. But you know,
that's,
I understand.
That's a day's
that.
Work.
I totally. Speaking of which, I need. What is the status of Maid of Orleans painting? Because
okay,
I actually
okay.
got a text message since. We have been on the air, and so one of my friends who's known about this for a while is like, no sketches, no artwork, WTF dress.
Okay,
yeah.
Now here we go. I mean, I don't know, for those listening, you know, I was supposed to do this Maid of Orleans for you for at least 5 years now, I would say.
No,
it's been on, okay, I was trying, okay.
I saw
6 years,
but that's it.
You know, I had a sketch. I wanted to do it, you know, scheduling, different things, you know, life came up and
yeah.
I wasn't able to donate the time that I wanted to donate to it. But with the lucky part about that is that within that time, I've seen more. So I can put more into the piece. You're going to get, you know, a more seasoned. Yeah. So that's I always look at the and I'm dead serious. I'm writing another book. I don't know if I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know I wrote the Coffee Table book. It was just mm-hmm. really that was like a purging. So you know that's why some of the poems inside there. Yeah, it was a purging.
But for me reading your stuff, when you read my stuff, you're gonna know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Reading your stuff, I'm
right.
like, okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
we know each other very well.
Some of it was uplifting, some of it was very depressing. Some of it was very dark, you know. And then I put
mm-hmm.
the poems inside there. It was something I wanted to kind of get off the table, you know. I wanted to have something out to have my work out there. I wanted to get those kind of those poems and those feelings out of my phones, out of my notes. And now
yeah.
I'm going to come with the book. It's just about happiness. So the whole crux
Good.
Of this book that I'm writing right now is going to be about happiness, how to turn everything around to a positive situation, or just not even turn it around to fool yourself, to really look at it and go, wow, this is the reason why this makes sense. Or and how to drop something as soon as it happens, something negative, how to put it right behind you, you know, so that you can, you know,
yeah.
in your present always be, you know, in a good vibration. Because really,
I completely
it's
agree.
How you look at stuff. Yeah, it's how you look at stuff that makes it bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah,
that's what this book is going to be about.
I mean, I got situations, you know, I try. And one thing I've learned in the last couple of months is really when something bad happens to turn it into something good. It's just been great with relaunching a show and redoing the ending of the book and other business projects that I'm working on right now. It's just been absolutely great and wonderful. So I want to keep the positive energy going in all aspects and all facets of my life. So I completely, completely understand what you're talking about. Please
mm-hmm.
tell the listening audience the name of your book and where they can find it.
Oh, well, the one that's on Amazon right now is called Optical Jazz, you know, Poetic
mm-hmm.
Expressions of Love and War by Whitney Warden. And, you know, this one that I'm talking about ain't out yet. Because I'm just writing it, but it's about happy. But yeah, please check it out. Yeah, it's on Amazon.
And, good stuff. Good, absolutely.
The
absolutely
the cover is a good painting. A painting that I really like. I don't even know
mm-hmm.
if I'm ever going to put it up to sale. Called The Hunchback. And,
okay.
That's the
I'm
cover.
Seeing
yeah.
that one. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The Maid of Orleans one is it's going to be in the
yeah.
show. No, I said
it's
yeah,
coming.
I said,
it's
yeah.
coming.
If it's good, okay, you know, I'm glad it didn't get destroyed because it could have got destroyed.
No, I mean, I got my sketchbook right here. I got my sketchbook.
Mm, okay.
I know that I misplace things and people misplace things, so I always take pictures of something. I'll look at something and go, hey, I hope I don't lose this. Let me take a picture of it real quick. Seriously, especially with these phones now, you know. So I'll take a picture
yeah.
of it, or I'll put it on Facebook, or I'll put it somewhere else, or I'll send it to somebody, or send it to myself. So if I go back, I can, you know, find it somewhere in a couple
well,
of places.
Well, the sketches
you know,
that you showed me all those years ago, it was almost like like a Joan of Arc type thing, which I love. Joan. Anybody knows me, I've always loved Joan of Arc since I was in Catholic school when I was like 6 or 7 years old. So I even have her prayer card in my car. So, but I mean, she is made of Orleans. You just know me having New Orleans ancestry, and you have a knack for women of Creole, Jamaican, you know, descent. You know that? Have you ever thought about that?
I just think I just, you know, I like, you know, women. I don't know.
We know this, because the conversation we had two hours ago.
When you come from Brooklyn.
I know.
I'm just saying, when you come from Brooklyn, it's not a knack. You live in Jamaica when you come from Brooklyn.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's like now, because I'm explaining like if I live in there right now and I don't no longer reside in Brooklyn. I'm in ATL, you know, but I still have it in my heart, and that's what I know, you know. But there's a lot of Caribbean people there. You know, I like Caribbean women. I really do. I like Caribbean women. I like African women. You know, I like that culture. You know, just the heady accent.
You like very curvy women.
Yeah, and that's what made me think of the New Orleans painting, because I, you know, used you as a. No, I did. I used you obviously as a you know, form for that.
And
you're curvy enough, so. That was the, you know, the driving
I'm
force
curvy
of it, the
enough.
Whole shape of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curvy enough. It's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait to see it in its final form. I'm probably gonna absolutely love it. I know that you model yourself off of Basquiat, Jean-Michel Basquiat, which I love him. I was in the grocery store about last week, and I had my Basquiat T-shirt on. And one of the cashiers was like, trying to say his name. She's like, Basquiat? I'm like, no, Basquiat. And I'm trying to like do a
quick.
Yeah,
somebody else did that to Basquiat's name in front of me.
Be like, no, don't ever do that. You know, Russell Simmons sold all his Basquiats? Like, he sold all his original Basquiat. You know that, right?
He sold all his Basquiats? Why?
Because I think
is
he's
he broke?
Escaping prosecution. Yeah, Russell Simmons, Def Jam Russell Simmons.
Yeah, no, I know exactly who he is. Is he broke? Like I thought he wasn't
broke. No, he's trying to leave. Like, he's trying to, I guess he's going through his assets or whatever. Why would you sell Basquiat? I mean, that's almost like having an original Pablo Picasso or Van Gogh, because he's up there with them.
I mean, shit, I mean, Basquiat last year, 2 years ago, went for $110 million.
Exactly, and they're still finding his stuff. Like, they're still finding
but
his
think,
stuff.
But I think Russell, like you said, Russell's liquidating. He just encased the whole Me Too thing. You know, he's pulling back. He realizes what's happening to America. Like, you know, I don't want to get, you know, too deep. I mean, we can, but, like, you know, I realize that there's a
we'll
deep blackening happening to him.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to keep it
I think he's pulling out.
Airy and lighthearted. Yeah. You know, I'll delve deeper, you know, into other shows.
No,
I also want to do a quick shout out. I've been using Thrive products for like the last 6 months, and they have actually really worked for me. One of my homegirls from Thrive products. Go on my Instagram, you'll see it. She sells Thrive, and she actually got me on it. Her name's Jennifer, and I told her I would basically give her a shout out on the show today because I actually have to order some more. I use the patches. Basically put them on my arm. They give me energy. I'm so busy. And it's really helped me with basically being energized and also to just being able to be focused. So she has a website, and it is Jenny L, as in love, sthrive.le-V as in Victor, E as in Edward, L.com. Order her product. She is a super duper nice person. She's out there selling. She's a great businesswoman. She's on Instagram. She's on Facebook. If you need more information, you can always send me a message, and I will basically send you her information as well. She's awesome, and Thrive products have really, really helped me over the last 6 months. I've really been using them. So I will post some more information about this after the show on my Facebook page and my Instagram as well. So all the listeners out there, please check out Jenny's stuff. She's a cool chick, cool products. There we go. Also, too, Apple Tree Owner of the Week. I know my bestie Brianna is listening, so I'm doing you a favor. and I'm probably going to get a text message in a couple of minutes. She basically, me and her talking about it, and she came across a young woman named Elaine Welleroth. She is an American journalist and editor. She has a book coming out. She was editor-in-chief for Teen Vogue. I read regular Vogue. I don't really read Teen Vogue. But she is doing some great things. She actually has covered presidential elections. She basically is now signed with CAA, and she wrote a memoir called More Than Enough, Claiming Space for Who You Are No Matter What They Say, published by Viking. So I want to basically make her Apple Tree Owner of the Week, because I think that any young woman out there that is claiming her own and is supporting the collective, which it sounds like this young woman is doing, deserves Apple Tree Owner of the Week. So, Elaine, you're Apple Tree Owner of the Week. Brianna, thank you for the recommendation. I'm sure that you're probably listening right now, and I'm going to get a text message in a couple of minutes, just like I got other ones from my other friends listening. Basically, they also, Whitney, want to know about why is it taking so long for Maid of Orleans. We'll get to that in another show. I'm not tackling that right now. No, we're not going there. If you really want to know, you need to read Morgan's Apple Tree. There, I allude to Whitney in there. And, well, Whitney, come on. I mean, you're going to read the whole book in its entirety. I mean, you know you're
Yeah, of course.
I mean, me and you have been friends for, you know, damn near over 7 years. And speaking of which, I'm just going to say this to the listening audience. Whitney has been a tremendous friend to me. I have gone through transition after transition and craziness after craziness since I've known him, and he's always been a wonderful sounding board, given lots of good advice, given a lot of compassion and love when I need it. So thank you so much, Whitney. I really appreciate that. I just
you're
had to
welcome.
Say that.
No problem.
Yes, he's actually going to escort me to the Morgan's Apple Tree book release. So, and I think that you would enjoy it. You'll enjoy eating all that Creole food, but Jamaican, New Orleans. I got, you know, I have a double. You got Jamaican and I got Jamaican and Creole. That's just double. That's why my temper is the way it is. That's what I think. Huh?
That's not good. That's not good, man.
What do you want me to do? It's my bloodline. What do you want me to do? Tell
it's
my
too
parents?
Fiery.
Thank
I mean,
you for the beans, but no, thank you.
I haven't seen you be fiery, but it sounds like a fiery temper, if there was one. I don't think – I never really see you in a
– I've never gotten mad at you. You're right. I've never gotten mad at you. I've never actually screamed and hollered at you. Wow.
I mean, I never gave you any reason to, but I'm just saying. Like,
no, you really haven't, because you're, like, very calm, you know? At least with me, you are.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I'm a calm person. I mean, I used to be a wild out. I'm not gonna front. I used to be a wild out, but you know I'm different.
I know.
I'm studying Buddhism and Bob Proctor, and you know. And I just want to let people know when you had said that I model myself after Basquiat. I model myself after Basquiat more as his who he was and his tenacity more than his art.
Yeah.
I really have my art is similar to. And who's another hero of mine is Gerhard Richter, the 84-year-old German artist. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just put that out there. Yeah. But
I want you to be
style.
More surrealist. Like my Uncle Charles, that was the artist. He was a surrealist. He wasn't abstract. He was surreal. And I mean, you get there sometimes. Well, you do. You did.
Yeah,
I mean,
a little bit.
You
but I'm really just abstract. I'm just. And I make you. I try to do shapes and things as I'm going along that I hope will make you think. I'm not really trying to be contrived though when I work. So I'm really trying to like it. And I just want. And like I always say, and I say this all the time, and you know I love Miles Davis. I say that anytime I do a piece, when I look at it, it has to be worthy of being on Miles Davis album cover. If it's not worthy of being on Miles Davis album cover, then I'm not finished. But I swear to God, every piece that I look at, I go, okay, I would make that a Miles Davis album cover. And then I say, I'm done.
I like one of the ones, and you sold it, I think. It was, it had the purple, it was like, it was like a city. I think you sold that one. I think that one's gone.
Yeah. I did that some years ago. I did that a while ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, I
think
woman,
that one's gone.
She had been wondering it. And we worked on the price and I sold it. And Yeah, you got to let your babies go because they're still your babies, but, you know, they're just in other places, and you want it to be in other places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get too attached to your stuff, you know, when you don't move it or you don't put it where it's supposed to be put or give it to the people it's supposed to be given to. Because they become your children, but you don't want them. You want to put them out in the world, you know? So.
Well, I'm very glad that you decided to make me a muse for one of your pieces. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I know it's going to be absolutely gorgeous when it's finished.
No, it is. I'm going to really put my heart into it. I'm going to really begin doing it. I'm going to get the canvas for it, and I'm going to it's going to take a while, because that took a while when I work anyway. This is really difficult for me rushing to do this thing for this show in a couple of days. It's really out of character. And just for, you know, for people listening, you know, you're not supposed to, use, like, I'm going to use a fan, because you're really supposed to let your stuff, you know, set up for at least a week.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
But I'm gonna have to put a fan on it, because that's how it be.
Well, I mean, I like the pictures. The progression pictures you put on your Instagram is really cool. It's
I start off showing, but I don't try to show everything because I want you to come on down and get it.
Yeah, get it while it's hot.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's really funny. I text Brianna and Ro before I got on here. I'm like, yeah, guys, listen, don't forget, listen 6:30, listen to me and Whitney go at it. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound good. Because I was getting in my car leaving work when I did it. So I was like, ooh, bad word, bad choice of words. But, I mean, they didn't think
go
anything
at
of it.
It.
But I mean, dude, really, like, I mean.
You. It's all about you.
Yeah.
All
and then. Yeah, it's fun. You call me a perv? You
what?
Called me a perv?
Did I say that? I'm sorry.
Mr. Blacktail Magazine?
What Blacktail? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, do they even still publish that?
No, I don't think so. Blacktail, come on.
They don't need to. Ever.
They don't need to because
that was a ridiculous magazine.
Why do you need Blacktail Magazine when you can go to your phone and Pornhub? It's a whole different world.
Oh my God!
You don't need. You know they got midget porn out there. They got noodling.
Okay,
they got
TMI, I'm sorry.
Is this a kids show?
No, none of my shows are kids shows. But we're not like on Tuesday with Nina. So I mean, it's we're not on that level. But I mean,
I'm not supposed to be PG,
all,
right? I don't know.
I mean, you're you. I mean, there's different variations. Sometimes I get the XXX rated version of Whitney, and other times I get the Whitney, like, I don't have a clue what you're talking about, Baptiste, that kind of Whitney. So it's variations. I mean, whatever comes out, I've learned over the last 7 years, whatever comes out. But I will definitely be at your next art show in Atlanta. Not when
it's Saturday. Yeah, really, seriously, I want you to come.
I'm definitely going to do it.
Too much to have again.
Oh, Jesus. I'm definitely going to make the trip to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this weekend. Yeah. I have to actually go to Georgia for Father's Day to see Dad. So I'm
going where?
Father's Day with my dad. Georgia to see my dad. I'm going. I'm gonna be in. I'm not going to be in Atlanta. So,
Atlanta.
But if I was, I would
be in Georgia.
I'll be in Georgia.
Okay.
I will be in Georgia seeing Dad. But yeah,
you're
gonna
be in Georgia. You're gonna be right here in Georgia.
Would you want me to drive to Atlanta?
No,
would you like
that? I'm just saying I don't know what part of Georgia, and I don't want to say it, you know, on the air.
I'm not
gonna say, come.
I'll text you. I'll text you later. But yeah, no. Well, I got enough stalkers as is. Oh, Jesus, don't talk.
Yeah, you always have stalkers because I don't want to get into it.
Because when you say they need papers, but. We have only a couple seconds left. Please tell everybody where they can find your artwork.
Yeah, please check me out at Whitney Abstract on Instagram right now. I also have a Facebook page that I neglect. So once again, check me out on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, Whitney Abstract, just how it sounds, because there's another Whitney Abstract. And it's a DJ, and she spells it with a K. She spells abstract with a K. I don't. That's not just how my name is.
Okay.
And that's it.
So,
and check me out. And check out my book, Optical Jazz, on
Amazon. And everyone, we have a couple seconds left. I will be on next week with my cousin Amani. and we will see you then. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you, Whitney. X's and O's. See you guys later. Bye-bye.